children in Utah are more likely to be living in poverty today than they were two decades ago. That's according to new data released from the Annie E. Casey Foundation. KUER's Andrea Smartin reports.
The percentage of Utah children living in poverty rose from 12% in 1990 to 15% in 2012. That's a concern for Deputy Director of Voices for Utah Children, Terry Haven.
Right now, we have about 132,000 children living in poverty, and the reality is that's a lot of kids, and it's a lot of kids that are, you know, wondering if they're going to have enough to eat and, you know, if they're going to go to bed hungry. So I think it's a huge issue that we need to address.
The growth in poverty reflects a national trend, which Haven attributes to the Great Recession as well as stagnant wages. The data also shows that many more children are living in households where more than 30% of income goes towards housing. But Haven says Utahns can change the outcomes for children if there is a will to do so.
The data shows us that if we want to become the best in the nation in the percentage of children in poverty, we need to bring 18,000 children out of poverty. I mean, if we want to, you know, have the most insured children, we need to bring 81,000 children. We need to get them health insurance. So the data shows us where we want to go. It's just a matter of, do we want to be there?
Utah was ranked 11th overall in the nation for child well-being. The state scored well on measures of health, family, and community support. It's in the bottom half of states for education, with a higher-than-average percentage of children who are not enrolled in preschool. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.